Wish the hearts of Mazel Tov to the Chosim Kala, Ruchim Aboim, Rishus to Yeshiva and Rebbeim and Gans Yeshiva, and the Bali Simcha. To build the Bais Nem Yisrael takes a tremendous amount of dedication. And two mishpachas here are very dedicated to their families, dedicated to Yeshiva. And we know our Chosim is a person who's also very dedicated to whatever he's doing. Tremendous balach rayas. One of the things that takes a lot of dedication is chevershaft, chaverim. To be dedicated to a friendship, investment. And it's a schus to call up one of our in-house chasanim, who's a very close friend of the chasan, Yaakov Yosef.
Morning, Mazel Tov. The Pnei Menachem, the previous Gar Rabba, Fi Kol Hadeis, he used to say over, he used to ask, why is it that when a person makes a simcha, so we refer to him as the Baal Simcha, he's the Baal Simcha. So why do we refer to him as the Baal Simcha? He's like, he has Bailas on Simcha. So he used to say over that taka, when a person is making a simcha, he has a certain ownership over simcha. He has the chedus to make other people the simcha. Because he's making a simcha, people come and when you welcome him, when you show that you care about the person who's being mesameach you, so you're giving him a certain simcha. So Baruch Hashem, the Baal Simcha over here, so obviously now they're being mesameach us, allowing us to be mishtatif in their simcha, but they're people who really their whole life, the ganze yar, they're being mesameach others, they have a certain bailus on simcha, so it's very beautiful to be part of this simcha. When Avram, when he finished fighting with the malachim, so we find that Melch Sadaim wanted to give Avram matanis, and Avram said that Avram refused taking any of the matanis. He said, chutvat sarichnal, he didn't want to accept anything. And we learn from this pasuk, Chazal say that the pasuk of Sayin Matanis Yechya is nilmad from Avram, that this concept of not accepting matanis is learnt out from Avram, from the fact that Avram didn't want to take any matanis from Melch Sadaim. The kash is that we find later that when Avram was in Mitzrayim, and after Pare got punished by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so Pare came to Avram to give him matanis, and we don't find that Avram didn't accept the matanis. Fakar, Avram took all the matanis. So the kash is, what's the pshat? Why by Melch Sadaim did Avram not want to accept any of the matanis? Masha Inkin, by Pare, we don't find that he refused. So the Rosh Yeshiva said over from Rav Shach that the chiluk was, depends what, the chiluk was, what was their kavana when they were giving the matanis. Melch Sadaim, when he was giving the matanis, he was kafir in the Ashkach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He wanted to have a chilek in the Ashiras of Avram. Mm-hmm. Like we find that Avram says, I don't want to take, I don't want Melch Sadaim to say that. Niyasharti as Avram. Masha Inkin Paru, when Paru was giving the matanis, so he was giving it as a piddin for his nefesh. He was coming to do tshuva for what he did with Sarah. Therefore, Avram accepted it. So just to explain it a little more, I mean, the kasha would be still, even if Pare had good intentions, but still, why don't we say the same thing, that Sayin Matanis Yechya? Why? Because the person's kavana is to come and to do tshuva, does that change if it's okay to accept, if it's okay to take the matana or not? So Kobi, the pshat would be that we'd have to understand what's the reason we say Sayin Matanis Yechya. Why is it that when a person, why is it that a person who doesn't want to accept gifts has this Yechya? So the Nefesh HaChaim, the Akdam of the Nefesh HaChaim, his son brings down that the Nefesh HaChaim used to always tell his kids that the tachlis of Chaim, the reason a person was created, is l'hoya l'achrinit, to give to other people. That's the tachlis of Chaim. The reason we're in this world is to be giving people. So it could be that when Avram was taking the matanis from Pari, the reason he took it was because he was being misayeh Pari in his avodas Hashem. was fakar. But Etzem Avram was the one who was being the giver. He was the one who was helping Avram in his avodas Hashem. It's bechlal not considered a taker, fakar. That's doing what's needed for the other person. Mashenkin by Melch Sadaim. Melch Sadaim was doing it for his, he was giving mitzad himself. He wasn't trying to grow at all. He was doing it for his own reasons. So therefore, Avram didn't take bechlal. So I just wanted to say that the Chasam Simcha and really the whole Mishpacha, specifically Simcha, is a person who is a tremendous giver, but even his giving is completely just to do for others. Meaning, every time he's giving, he's fully interested in what's needed in the other person. He's fully zoned in what's going to help the other person with no personal interest. A lot of times you'll find people, let's say they're part of Atzala, they want to help out, but like they're also in it for the lights, the start, like all this stuff. Simcha is fully doing it just to help other people. I remember when we're in Beis Medrash, I remember like if Yoel needed something done in the house, Simcha was always there. It'd be like a 2-minute thing and Simcha would end up being there for like 3 hours. Clearly helped him in the long run. So I want to give the Chasan Mikala Bracha that Taki should have a bias. That should be a bias that should be filled with chesed. It should be filled with just giving Tari Yerushimayim. And Taki should be zeicha to build a bias Nam B'Yisrael. Amen.
Machlokes in this week's parasha of the mice with the malachim happened, it didn't happen. Ramban quotes a famous Rambam that says it was really b'mara, it was really like a nevuah, it was like in a dream. Ramban is shtar chiluk. Sometimes you have by a chosin kala, it's a nafla taldemo. And then there's a chosin kala, they wake up, there's like a dream. I have to say personally, I have this chos, a shtickle like a dream, it was from a long time ago. I had this chos to be in ninth grade with Rubdani, Mr. Weinraub, together. And when we came to yeshiva, one of the base medrash bachim was Reb David Krangel, Simcha's father. It's a dream from Mamish many, many years in the making. And obviously, a lot of bakar satoiv to yeshiva for allowing all of these beautiful things to happen. And it's a schus for us to hear a divrei bracha from the yeshiva shlita.
Herzlichen Mazel Tov, Shechiyonu v'kimonu v'kiyonu l'azman hazeh. I don't think there's words that could properly capture the simcha. When I was by the chasen and I had Dani in one hand and David, Simcha's father, in the other hand, two oldest, my talmidim from the trailers. David was a little older and I had Simcha sandwiched in the middle. I think it's the first time I told the photographer, I need a picture. I'm not a big picture person. I said, I need tzarich tmuna. I need a picture. It was very miyuchadik a feeling being under the chuppah with everybody. It's when Rabbi Foltake asked me about making this breakfast, so I was a little bit leery about doing it because a lot of times these breakfasts are very b'di'evedik. There's no tablecloths. Or it's like very, you know, looks like very b'di'evedik. And even the eggs look shvach. And I felt that Simcha, as Rabbi Volinsky said, Simcha had such a nesius oil. He had such an oil for yeshiva. He carried, when I used to come for Shabbos, all the pratim that he made sure Shabbos, not the things that were needed, the spices. The besomim from Yosef's going down to Mitzrayim made sure everything was there. I felt like now we're going to have b'di'evet to keshev v'brachos, but I see Baruch Hashem, it was done, mamish, b'roiv pe'er v'hodah. Even this is a material tablecloth. This is unbelievable. That's unheard of. That's my mission. Daniel, that's look over here. Not Rav Daniel, Rav Dani. Rav Dani Ephraim. Dani calls himself a clown, right? And he sent me a message actually after the chasna, whatever, some warm greetings we sent each other after the chasna. So in B'Sei Chadvarim, he said, you know, coming from a clown, the only I would have been Moicha. Because Rabbi Brody could sometimes I say how proud I am. The reason why I'm not moiche on Rav Dani calling himself a clown is because the Gemara says that Eliyahu HaNavi said that the Bnei Olam Habo are the Batchonim. So Dani is a Ben Olam Habo. So if that's your way, in a humble way, to call yourself a Ben Olam Habo, I'm not moiche. So just so you know, I was clowning around with you when I didn't respond to your clown comment. But that was really my mechuvah. You're a Ben Olam Habo. I hope I will one day be next to you. If I'm going to stop crying now, I'm going to become like Rabbi Brody. So I better stop while I'm ahead. I don't want to fall into that trap. Chas v'sholem. I've been mitafreden a little bit about the chosen. Besides Yaakov Yosef, I would have shtocht the chosen. Yaakov Yosef was moitzing me with that. That he goes to the wine ribs for longer periods of time. I assume that was a shtickle shtoch per miza. So I see Yaakov Yosef is a full Talmud. See, he was oiker, all the rabbana was out of him, and he's totally. Once you're shtoching, in learning, you already were oiker. But now with the shtoch this morning, even the shtoching, you became a Talmud muvuk. So I'm not going to shtoch weiter, because that grad I was going to go with that mahalach. But I'm not. Unless this alone is a remiz, I don't know, whatever. I just want to bring out really one about the chosen, which I can write a Megillah Sefer Kosovo Lai on this chosen. Just one nekuda, which in a marriage is mamish critical. My uncle Elio, Zuchenu Levaroche, he used to say like a cute vort when he used to, by Sheva Baruch, he used to say, why, I could even copy his, those of you that knew him when he spoke, he used to plots when I copied him, because I could do him to a T. The hour's late. He said, why? Oh, you want the glasses? I take the glasses or I take the watch. I have his whole, I have the ganze spiel. When he was mamish seif yomav, he was a goysis. When I did that, he plast from galechta. He said, why do we call chosen kala reyim ahuvim? Sameach to samach reyim ahuvim. Granted, it's a med, it's not going on the chosen kala. So he said, there's so much more than friends. Right? There's so much more. Calling them friends, now this is mamish him, is cheapening the relationship. They're bosar echo, they're mamish one. Call them friends. So he said a good word. I'm not saying it's pshat in the brach. He said a good word. He said that I'm all you could have, a husband and wife, not of course anybody in this room, a husband and wife, that have some shalom bayis problems. They could be screaming. They could be yelling at each other. The house could be going nuts. And all of a sudden, the neighbor comes by. Neighbor needs something. They knock on the door. All of a sudden, the guy whose face a minute before was red, yelling at his wife. Right? He opens the door. Oh, Shalom, how are you? What? All of a sudden, the anger. You don't see any. Looks gewaldic. They could have a 10-minute beautiful conversation. And then the person leaves. You gave them their cup of flour. And then you go right back. What happened? Where was the Avdol? How Avdol make Kodesh L'Chol? The pshat is, it's a friend. You need to have some, for a friend, everybody understands, K'nei L'Chochover, that if you act like a yukul, a guy says, Boch Shabadrani, I'm not interested in having shaykhs to somebody who's, so with a friend, you know, you have to have a certain delicacy to maintain a friendship. That's a friend, you know? So he said, no matter how close you are with your spouse, you should also be reim. You should always know you have to buy into the relation. It's not just tam. You should always have to have a k'nei l'cha. A good vort. What's his vort? He used to say it all the time by Sheva. But I want to tell you a different idea. That it's true. That's the way a chosan kala have to live. But how do you reach that madrig? L'maisa, with a friend, you're not living with a friend 24-7. So with a friend, you could have a certain... What I'm trying to say is what my uncle said is easier said than done. It's easier said than done. How much time do you spend with your friends? You can... Now, Bochum, you spend a lot of time with friends. You get married, there's very little time with friends. How much time do you spend with friends? Good, so out of my miser of time that I spend with friends, I could be very nice. But with my wife, 24-7. That's my wife now. Mitzvah Shem, till 120. This Choshev v'chassan kala. Till 120. Well, I should be like that. To be like that? 100. How do you do it? It's nice to say it. But how do you do it? Remember, I told this to my uncle the first time I heard him say it when I was 14 years old. He said, it's a good kasha. He's asking me a good kasha. I said, how do you do it? I understand it. Very nice. How do you do it? He said it by my sister, Shevach. I said, oh, no, no. How do you do it? So I'll tell you how you do it. In this week's parsha, it says that Avram went to be mekabel pnei orchim. Shlishi l'milosei, we're not going to go to the halacha. Do it. Put himself in a sakone. Achoyla, 100 years old, 99 years old, post-surgery. Shlishi l'milosei, it's a chamtin, it's mamish, you know what it's like in Eretz Yisrael. What's going on? What's he doing? If somebody else would do this, you'd say he's Ma'abed Atzmei L'Das. Forgetting all those kashas. And there's tirutzim to all the kashas. Forget those kashas. So send him guests. He sent him Elohim. The people he sent him weren't even worthy for him to be Mekayim Achnosas Ochem. Was Avraham Mekayim Achnosas Ochem with these three angels? The answer is no. There is no mitzvah achnosas malachim. No mitzvah. I'm not saying there's no inyan, you could see this inyan. The grois in yunim, b'rangin aran the meluchim. But there's no mitzvah achnosas malachim. So after the whole thing, Avraham Avinu, the third day of his bris, he's bitzar. I want orchim. To Eibish, the end of the day, so send him a yukul. Send him somebody. There was not one short, one guy. Find somebody. Some homeless guy from San Francisco. Bring him out. With that guy, come on, come on. A mensch. There was a maestro with a Talmud Chacham once in Eretz Yisrael. He was a big Baal Chesed. He loved to bring people. Every Friday night, he brought somebody home. And his wife had certain kapedas, meaning like, you could bring people in, but they shouldn't smell. It shouldn't be like we can't even eat because we're like nauseous. That was her... There was one guy, which by the way, Rav Zilberstein, Zolle Gesundheim, said over by his wife's Lavaya, Rav Eliashiv's daughter's Lavaya. He was trying to say who his wife was. He said, somebody came to their house, Shabbos HaGodl, Erev Shabbos HaGodl, they needed a place. He says, the apartment, Erev Shabbos HaGodl, didn't have a crumb of chametz. You could imagine. It was, this is Rav Eliashiv's daughter. You know, you could imagine. He said, the guy came with a sal. You know in Eretz Yisrael, you have the sal. The sal is made after you could see all whatever's in there. Right? There's no. So he gave him baskuti, biscuits, and wafelin, you know. Kol minei chomet shabohel. He knocks on the door. He's with the sal. Now a normal lady would nuke him. With all his chometz. He would be toffled to the chometz. He'd burn him with the chometz. And he said, Shabbat, and he said, he said, my wife told him, boy, beruch Hashem, kum harai, mit the sal, mit the ganze mais. He says, I told my wife. She said, we'll clean up, we'll take care of it. All the work she did for the last 4 weeks, this guy's walking in. So this choshev v'tamul chochem, there was one guy who had a very hard time because Nebuchadnezzar he had, I remember Yerushalayim, there was a guy in Beis Yisrael, when he walked down the street, you could smell. That's how bad it was. Right? I remember, you mean some people, Nebuchadnezzar, Rachmanis, you know, the imam is a guy walked down the street, you could, Nebuchadnezzar. So, this guy, imam is wanted to bring him home, but he realized, based on the deal he has with his wife, he can't. This guy is... But this guy always is shul, he's alone, sometimes he gets zoicha, somebody takes him. You can imagine he doesn't get ever a second invite. Once he came once, you know. So he thought of a chap. His chap was, he's going to tell his wife he heard that Eliyahu HaNavi is here. He told his Rebbetzin on Friday, there's a shmua that Eliyahu HaNavi is here. I would love him in our house. So she said, 100%. He says, but you know, Eliyahu HaNavi comes in all kinds of mises, you know. It could be Shlomo Kalbach with the Schwarz Wolf. I mean, who knows what he can. Eliyahu HaNavi, he could come in all kinds of forms. So he says, I don't know if I should do it. She said, no. Eliyahu HaNavi, we want him. Bekitzi, he made a bogus claim. And Friday night, she didn't see anything. She figured that Friday night, they'll hear something about Mashiach and about Tish B'Yitarot Kushyus Vavayas. He'll go through Kol HaShas and answer all the kashas. Nothing happened. She told her husband, maybe she'll come tomorrow. Eliyahu HaNavi came again tomorrow. There was also no Gilu Eliyahu. He came again next day. And after Shabbos, he felt maybe he was over Geneva's das. He felt bad. Meaning he felt good that he had the guy in the house. He felt bad that his wife was fooled. Right? She just was bothered that that's what Eliyahu HaNavi. Okay, listen, that's Eliyahu HaNavi. So he went to Reb Chaim. He went to Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim said, if your wife is ready to take in a dirty person, I'll tell you, I know it is no mitzvah. So you gave her something more. There's no Geneva's Das. I don't know if you understand properly the depth of what I'm telling you. That means if Reb Chaim had two people by the door, he only had room for one. One of them was Eliyahu HaNavi, the other was the guest, he would take the guest. In case you're wondering why you're not Reb Chaim and he was. That's why. B'chau to B'chaim. B'chau to B'chaim. B'chaim. You understand? See, he didn't even understand! That's not Geneva's Das. You told me he's only Eliyahu HaNavi, he was more than Eliyahu HaNavi. Zachmas Lochem, Kvaldik. L'maisa. The Eibishter sends Avraham Avinu, doesn't even send him again. He sends him Malachim. So Rabbi Yisrael, I always say a posh pshat. The pshat is, the others, like we spoke about last week, they weren't living for the moment. They were living for Klal Yisrael. Everything Maisa Ovis, everything the others did, when we say it's a simon Lebanon, it just doesn't mean it's a simon like in the Vur. All of us are a piece of Avraham Avinu. When we have that good nature that comes from the Tate Avraham Avinu, who achok shechokak Avraham Avinu bizarre, like the Rambam says, this is what he did to us. This is what the Ovis made, right? Chaim Volozhinel. That's what he created. What our chasadim are, doesn't even make sense. People look around. Well, the chasadim of Klai Yisrael does not even make sense. My first experience, Ruvay knows because he remembers, when my son was in the hospital after he was born. And I was stuck in the hospital, and I was a mamish, a younger man. And it wasn't easy. And people were coming nonstop with food, with this, with that. And the goyim nebuch were in the same situation as me, Lahavdol. Nothing. They sat there for weeks, nobody. You know, once every 4 weeks, some aunt. Aunt Sadie walks in. How are things doing, you know? And they leave. So you have a, and by us, it was hard to... you couldn't go an hour without somebody coming and bringing food and bringing this and bringing that and schmoozing and... Blah, blah, blah. So once, one of the goyim in the thing asked the Rebbetzin, how many relatives do you have? So I answered for her. I said, we have many. It's a very big family. We talk about a big family. Where do we get it from? Avraham Avinu. They created. So when Avraham Avinu was looking for Orchim, he wasn't looking for Orchim for him to be Mekayim Mitzvah Zachnosus Orchim. He's creating a Klal Yisrael Zachnosus Orchim. He's creating in us Every mice that Avraham Avinu did. So now with Shlishin Lemilosai, he had an opportunity to cement into Klal Yisrael what he wanted to do. He wanted to cement into Klal Yisrael today. See, Avram, tomorrow you'll have guests. In a week you'll have guests. What, punk today? No, today. Because it's not for me. It's not for me. I want that in 2,000 years from now, there'll be a Danny Weinreb that will go and clown somewhere for free to be Misamech, the Bar Mitzvah Bacha, because he comes from a broken home. In my, whatever that's called, my family, whatever that's called, what's that called? My extended family. So the reason why Danny has the heart to go and come here and maybe do that instead of a gig that will make him a couple thousand dollars is because stock are very expensive. But, right? These days a gig is not cheap. But he doesn't even know. He doesn't even know. Well, my son, Avinu wanted Bishlishi Lemilosai today. I want to cement it to Klai so Mesiris Nefesh. But how do you do it? The Kasha I asked my uncle. How do you do that? How do you elevate yourself to a level that you're ready, Mamish Mesiris Nefesh, for another person? How do you do it? The Teretz is Rabbi Sain. Every human being is a Tselem Elohim. Why is it that this lady was ready to take in somebody who's dirty, who's Eliyahu HaNavi? It's Eliyahu HaNavi! I'm ready to put up with a lot for Eliyahu HaNavi. I don't care how dirty he is. I don't care how much chametz he brings into my house. It's Eliyahu HaNavi. Yeah? But for some just person, that's Selim Alekin. The here was Mesamel. That every guest is mamish like a shliach from Shemayim. Every guest is a shliach from Shemayim. That's why it was dafke shulchei Shemayim. To create in us the understanding that every guest that comes, it was heaven sent such a guest. And then we have a whole different attitude. There's not some guy in the street that smells. Like this guest that talks too much. The worst is an oirach that thinks they have a sense of humor. We've had many of those. You have to crack jokes the whole time that are not funny. And you have to laugh. This is very shver matzah. But if you be'etzem believe that everything is from Shemayim, what another human being is a tzelem alekim, it's easy. It's easy. It's a different world. It's easy. It's a different world. Dozens of yourself. What Avraham Avinu now cemented into Klal Yisrael, that every guest is heaven sent. Don't look at a guest Tom as a guest. Look at a guest as a shliach shel Shemayim, who could change your whole asidus, which is what happened to his three malach, Besuras Yitzchak, all the big things. That's what every guest. That's the key. That is the key. If you want to know how the Gedol Yisrael was able to have such unbelievable Nevuah Chavera, because they looked at every person with a different look. If you looked at every person the way they did, the rest is easy. The rest is easy. The hard part is to take that first step and to say, as Atzelem Alekim. The Gemara says, Kol Asoyter Chaveri Kisoyter Pnei Hashchina. You hit another Jew, like you hit the Shechina. If you would have that Mabat, everything else is easy. Everything else is easy. Perhaps we could say, that's why the first Shevet Brachas is Shehakol Borah L'Chvoyde. It's the only bracha that doesn't seemingly have anything to do with the Sheva bracha. Think about it. Everything else from there is creation, Chasam V'Kala, Binyan Adayat, Samech Tesamach, go through the brachas, right? Yotzer Adam, Asher Yotzer, Seis Tosse, Samech Tesamach, Asher, they're all, the only one that doesn't have anything direct Shaychus to Chasam V'Kala is the first bracha, Shehakol Borah L'Chvoyde. A goffin you need for the kosher bracha. Everything else. What's the way they're supposed to live. They could be taka the rei mahuvim. And they could. Is if they start. If you look at each other, you say, we're being covered. You're at Salam Alekim, I'm at Salam Alekim, we're building a Beis HaMikdash. You elevate what's going on. When you elevate what's going on, everything else becomes easy. Everything else becomes easy. Once you elevate what's going on. He doesn't look at people just people. He doesn't, and it explains many things about Simcha. But the Kovod HaBriyos. I'm saying something to anybody that was not insulting, that was compromising even. You know, sometimes you say something, you go, oops. I never do that. I never shtoch anybody. Chas v'shom, chas v'shom. So you go, whoops. You know, maybe I never even saw Simcha do something like that. Say something that, you know, that was a little. So how did he do that? And that's why I'm over that, Baruch Hashem, that this Chosan Kala from such a mishpacha, from such a, this is mamish shahakol bara lechvoide, a union of shahakol bara lechvoide. And that's why it's without doubt that this will be a home that all the Sheva Brachos will be miskayim. The Asher Yotzas, the Samech Tesamachs, the ultimate Asher Bara, Yishom Heri Yishom Bara Yehuda, Mizalzei Chazayin, Mitz Hashem, to see this beautiful home blossom, Sosa in the Simcha, with all of the brachas on the sky inside.